BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. On the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, he only does things one way. We're going to Princess Anne, Maryland, to the Eastern Shore, where Harriet Tubman took our people through and got them out of slavery. Jason Crafton, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? 77.
One way, baby. Doing, one way. One way. Boss Man, what's good, man? How you doing? I'm well. Getting ready for MEAC conference play. Had a great practice today, and just getting ready to go, man.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you this, brother. I've been watching you from afar, as you know. You know, I stay tuned to what you do. I've been seeing you on the road and got these big wins on the road, man. Marist, Lehigh, Temple, Philadelphia, got been where you are, and Columbia on the road. You won 4 money games. Man, how's that feel, and how's it feel for your program and your players, brother?
Well, you know, I gotta say, well, Marist and Lehigh, we actually played here. Those were home and home games, so those weren't money games. Gotcha. You know, but they're opponents that Maryland Eastern Shore has not historically beaten. You know, in a non conference, a team from the MAC and in the Patriot League, and you know, to go on the road and beat Temple, at Temple, that was a big time win for us. Definitely a signature win for us. Such a historic program, the banners, the history, the Big Five, the league that they play in, you know, and everything. So our guys really rose to the occasion there and was really excited. You know, as much as I've got a lot of Philly connections from coaching with the Sixers and at Villanova, I'm a New York guy at heart. So it was exciting to go back to New York and play Columbia. Half my squad is from New York, and to get that win in overtime, you know, that was a money game as well. So we did pick up those 2 money wins. You know, that's not easy to do. So we're going into conference with some good momentum. We're also trying to get healthy as well, as that's important. But our guys are playing a good brand of defensive basketball. We're top 10 in the country in steals again. So, we're just trying to build this program.
No doubt, man. Like, you and I have been talking for years, brother. I know where it used to be at to where it is now. You know, and not having to play 14 road games in the non-con, I know it's bringing the school, because there's a football league, East Eastern Shore. So you and women's basketball are the moneymakers. Yeah. But not having to do that, and also keeping guys' morale high, because let's be real, you probably don't look at the record, but they're looking at that record, no matter what you say. You know, being 1-13 or 2-1 or whatever, going into the MEAC play, you have to build them back up. So the fact you have to do it this year, man, actually have 5 home games, you know, so you can actually, you know, do some things with it, man.
I think that makes you feel good, brother. Yeah, I think it worked out in terms of, you know, Lehigh, we played them at their place last year. You know, Marist was the start of a home and home. We started here. We played 2 non-1 games. So that gave us a chance to, you know, in the first semester, have 4, you know, true home games. And we took advantage of that. And we, you know, even though they were in some funky spots where, you know, maybe during finals or you know, when people weren't exactly able to be here for a home court atmosphere, you know, it's still home court, and we've done a great job of, you know, taking care of home court. We haven't lost at home. You know, we still had to go out and play the Dukes and the Virginias and the Temples and the, you know, and the Liberties and the UNC Charlottes and the Old Dominions. So we still had 7 or 8 money games to play on the road, but it was good to get a few home games in there and while still being able to take care of finances and get the money for the school.
No doubt, bro. And you know what? It's good about that too, man. It's like, for me, just seeing your guys play hard, man. I watch you play. It's like, they're really playing hard for you. Like, they bought into what you're selling, you know. Actually, you haven't had a vision for this program since day one. And seeing part of your vision come to fruition for you, knowing you mapped this out, how does it feel for you personally, man, knowing that you put this is the work that you put in every day, man, out there?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I remember when I first got the job and we had that first summertime and we were talking, you know, and you've kind of been around this thing, and when we had the season get shut down and, you know, what that all looked like. And, you know, our guys have just been relentless, you know, and resilient. And we've got some of the best kids in the country from a people standpoint. So I'm really excited about that. You know, we've upgraded our talent and we've gotten better with player development. There's no doubt about that, but we've got great people. And when you're changing the culture, you've got to change the people. And we brought some really good people into this program, and we've been able to retain some of those people to now have seniors. You know, some people see our roster as an older roster, but that older roster is built of 3 guys that were here in my first year and another 3 or 4 guys that were here from my second year till now and guys that have been around and been through a canceled season and played crazy schedules when we first got here that I didn't have control over. We were flying to Oklahoma, then flying to Baylor, then flying to Stanford and changing time zones, you know, 3 times in a week.
Crazy.
You know, just doing wild stuff like that. And, you know, we've got some new leadership now as well. And our new athletic director, Miss AD Tara Owens, and, you know, the president, Dr. Heidi Anderson. And, you know, we're just trying to find a way to build this thing up the right way. And, you know, I think that we've got guys that have carried over and have bought into what we're trying to do. And that's what you see. So we're out there having fun, playing defense, scrapping it up, and trying to do things in that one-way mindset, you know, being tenacious and being together as a family.
No doubt. That's what I want to also bring up to you, brother. Watching you on TV, watching on my computer here, I see you guys, like I said, are together. There is camaraderie there. There's realness. There's connection there. And they're collected, which is, unfortunately, I don't see that with my hometown team. I won't delve into that, but that don't happen with my hometown team here. But for your young men to be what they've been through, are together, the collective junior staff, man, you see it on the sidelines in the games. They're for each other. They're pulling for each other no matter what. So I want to just tell you that, man, it shows how much your guys are bonding each other as a family and being in that one-way mindset.
I appreciate it. I mean, as coaches, we try to give, you know, the guidance in terms of what we want things to look like. But, you know, but again, I credit the people, you know, and the people, the types of, you know, the parents that allow their sons to come here and play for me. You know, the AAU coaches, the high school coaches, everybody that kind of came on board to help with this vision. You know, it's not just my vision. It's just us all together coming collectively and making it happen. So the people make it work. We've got great people in this thing. In our program, and we want to be able to, you know, reward them with giving them the best opportunity we possibly can. Our guys scrap it up because they've been through so much. They're good people and they've been through so much. So when you go through a canceled season, you go through some of the things that we've been through, to still be here right now fighting, you know, putting ourselves in position to try to, you know, take a legit shot at this league right now. You know, that's, like I said, it's a testament to the people.
And I want to commend you as well. Like, you all played GGW close. Like, yeah, D.C. Yeah. You, I mean, Chris Caputo, I know him pretty well. You all played him close. He said personally that, man, your guys' team is tough, man. I said, I know they tough. I told you. He said, who are you cheering for? No comment.
Well, I know what he's going through there, trying to build that program. And he's got, you know, a nice group of guys in his starting lineup. And he's got a really good guard as well. And he's got some good size. And, you know, we were fortunate to be able to go in there and find a way in the last few minutes to kind of make a big-time comeback and, you know, put a little scare in them, but they were able to pull it off. But, you know, our guys are going to compete against anybody we play against. No matter who it is, they're going to go after them. And that's just the mentality. That's the one-way approach that we have.
And you got Nathaniel Pollard, man. Defensive player that we're getting to meet at. Tell us about that young man after 9 points and 8 rebounds of a game for you.
You know, he's a blue-collar guy. He's doing what we ask of him. He's undersized, you know, at 6'5", and, you know, playing that front court position and playing that five spot for us. So he's got great footwork. He's got, we've been able to pull him out and use him on the perimeter and have him in some five out situations where he's been able to make some great plays, passing wise off the dribble and finding guys on kickouts from the post as well. So, you know, he's a two way player in terms of being able to give us offensive firepower. And, you know, he's big time in getting offensive rebounds and getting fouled and getting the free throw line. And then defensively, he's a big anchor for our defense, you know, and what we do ball screen wise, he's able to change his coverages and he's able to play in that back line of the zone and communicate. So when we do go zone, so he's just a guy that does a little bit of everything for us. And we're so proud of him to be able to get that honor, defensive player of the week. He was an all defensive player last year and he should be on track to be that again this year.
No doubt. And I'm seeing you pretty much playing 8 or 9 guys. Talk about having depth to go to, because I know some teams are already playing pretty much 6.5, 6, 7 guys already. It's also burning guys out. But you can go 8, 9, 10 deep if you have to. It's about having depth, you know, have been able to have options when things may not go your way. Like, maybe go push this button here. So talk about that, brother.
Yeah, it's a twofold thing. It's a testament to the people, you know, the guys we have that, you know, been able to improve our talent and also with guys getting better. So we've improved our talent from a recruiting standpoint, and we've also gotten guys better with player development. And they're so scrappy, man. We had a scrimmage today, and these guys are going after it like it was the first day of practice. You know, White was going at Black, and it was, you know, it's a competitive group, and they challenge each other every single day. And when you have that, it keeps everybody on their toes, you know. So bench guys know that they're able to still compete for starter minutes, and starters guys know that bench guys are right there, you know. So it makes it fun in practice every single day. And even more so now, I love the way they compete and go after each other, but then support each other, you know, in the games. And they're just as happy to see their brothers do well as if it was them. And that's special and that's unique. And that's something that, again, a credit to the people we have in the program, because you can talk about those things, but the people have to still buy into it. They've done that. And that's what makes this group special right now.
I want to smile at one more guy for you, Kraft, Deshaun Phillips. Tell me about that young man. What he's doing for you guys on the court, man.
He's the Swiss Army knife. He's a utility guy. You know, him and Kevon Boyles, along with Glenn Anderson, have been here since day one as we started building this program. And, you know, Sean's a guy that just, you know, can guard any position if we need him to. He can play any position if we need him to. Knows everything that we're going to do in our program. He knows the scouting report like the back of his hand. He knows every set we run. Sometimes he's in the huddle saying something that I'm going to say before I even say it, you know, so he's that kind of guy for us. If we need him to score 15 points, he can do that. If we need him to get 4 points and 6 assists, he can do that as well. He's improved his jump shot. He's led our team in steals at time, different time points of his career. So he's the ultimate utility guy. He just does whatever is required for our team to win games. And he made some big threes in the Columbia game that helped us win the game in overtime. And can't say enough about his growth. You know, basketball wise, his growth as a man, his growth in the classroom, he's really improved his GPA, you know, getting 3.0 GPAs now. And you know, he's just been an amazing guy to have in our program. And, you know, happy to see him be at this place.
No doubt. And I'll ask you about the MEAC as a whole, man. I thought overall you all had a good non-con as a group, getting good wins outside of the MEAC conference. About what sent the improvement of you all overall, what you've seen so far this first semester here.
I think it's going to be a scrappy league, man. You look at the standings and everybody's on top of each other. There's no outside of Norfolk with 9 wins. There's like 3 or 4 teams that got 7 wins that are right there. And then Coppin's got 5 wins. So it's, you know, South Carolina State maybe has 3 wins, but I think they also have had some good, their 3 wins are like good non-conference wins. And Dell State's got 1 win, but they've been very competitive on many a night. So it's going to be a flat out street fight, fist fight. Every single night, the coaching has dynamically improved along with the talent, with the transfer portal and things of those natures. So it's a really good league. It's better than most people give it credit for across the board with the talent and the coaching. And we're excited about it. You know, it's also good. We've got great venues and great fan support. So and a great conference tournament, you know, and a great venue that's used. And we go to Norfolk and play in the Scope. So I think it's going to be a very competitive year. And you could, quite frankly, it's anybody's to take. And we're hoping to be right there. We're striving to be right there to be in the conversation to do that.
Hey, you got a tough one off the gate. Norfolk State, you had Norfolk State to see Rob Jones and Spartans up there. So talk about what's different guys on film and what should we look out for when we watch this game on Saturday.
You know what? I think it's going to be, you know, right now when you look at the standings, I think we're like 1-2 or whatever the case may be. And, you know, and then a bunch of other teams are right there with us. And so I this is probably a very anticipated game, you know, for both parties. It gives us a chance to go against the best and get an early glance of where we are, you know. And we got a lot of respect for Norfolk and Rob Jones, good friend of mine. And we're both from New York and what they've done. I know they're pursuing a third championship, and we like to be the team that tries to win our first MEAC championship. So it's definitely going to be a clash of two intense coaches, two programs that play. If you look historically, since I've been here, it's been Norfolk or Maryland Eastern Shore 1-2, you know, like in the defensive ratings in the MEAC. So it's definitely going to be a fist fight defensively. I expect a low scoring game with both teams and coaches going after it. It should be fun. It's going to give both teams a really good idea of where they are.
Remind us of them old Knicks Heat series, them long, drawn out, slow paced series, man. So yes. So let me ask you about your Knicks, man. How you feeling about your Knicks, man?
You know what? I've not been that paid much attention to NBA basketball outside of when I took my team to see the Sixers play against the Raptors when we played Temple, you know, a few weeks ago. So not as up to speed as I normally am when we have these conversations about what's going on in NBA basketball.
I feel that, man. I feel that. Hey, you out here winning games. I get it, brother. I get that, man. But have your guys since going to the Wells Fargo Center, how was that? I was going to ask you about that, too. How was it for your guys going to see the Sixers play the Raptors that night?
I think it was really cool. Guys got a chance to go down and see warm-ups and see the guys, you know, work out before and see how that whole pregame operation goes 90 minutes before the game. And I thought it was a great experience. For some guys, that was their first ever NBA game to go to. So they've seen it on TV, but to, you know, to see it up close, to see it live, to see, you know, everything that goes into it, you know, before game time, I think it was a great experience for them. And also kind of ignites a little bit more fire and a little bit more hunger when you see, when you're in the NBA arena, sold out, you know, big time game and, you know, all the energy and, you know, the fan support and all of it. It's an NBA game. It's a great experience. So I think our guys really enjoyed it. And it was something that they'll cherish, you know, for the rest of their lives.
Now, I saw you on Twitter trying to take my job again, man. You out here doing podcasting again. I said, look at Crab out here trying to do what the boss, man. He wants to take my job in the future, man. How was that to do it again? But how was that, man?
I went to school for broadcasting. So I got a communications degree. And so every once in a while, I try to get it. I try to use it when I can. And, you know, and have some fun. And, you know, so, yeah, I did. You know, I jumped on and did a live high school game, you know, at IMG Academy and the other day. And you know, I'm always, you know, I'll do some G League games in the spring and I'll hopefully do some more NBA stuff and come playoff time. And I'm always excited about trying to do anything I can to, you know, use that college degree, man. So I didn't just play basketball in college. I got a degree and I got some good training at Nyack College on broadcasting and how to just do all those things. And I have a lot of fun when I get a chance to do it.
You know, me and you about the same age. Have you noticed how it's changed? For when we was in school, man, we didn't have no idea about a YouTube or, you know, using a computer. It was all pretty much studio, doing the box, running the board. Like, it's like all that knowledge I have in my head is like, I really don't use it anymore. I use my laptop and my own, everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was radio. So, you know, it was you were trying to get radio airtime. You know, there was no podcasts and, you know, like you said, YouTube or any of that type of stuff. So it was all about trying to get on the radio at that time. You know, so trying to get a segment, trying to get a show. I had a little show at nighttime called The Truth at Night. And I used to have the old school at midnight. So I would talk radio. I would talk sports from 10 to like 11 to 10 to 12. And then at midnight, we'd have like an hour segment where we would play old school jams and people would call in and take requests. You know, so, but yeah, it, you know, the dynamics are different. The public speaking classes were beneficial. But all the multimedia stuff does not transfer over because technology has totally changed. So, you know,
no doubt. Yeah. Like, turn on automation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, make sure you turn on automation. Make sure you do, I was a big sign studio. Make sure once show ends, turn on your automation.
Yep, 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 yeah. It's a new dynamic. No doubt about that.
Bro, my gigs were 2 a.m. to 5. 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Then I finally got in the evenings and I finally said got on the weekends. So that was my track from graveyard, semi-graveyard, yeah. Evening to weekend. So, but yeah, bro, it's what we learned in school, man. Was like none of that stuff completely applies in 2023.
Nah. Soundboards are different. The technology is different. Everything has grown. But you know, it's so I try to stay as close to it as I can. But the on air stuff is definitely exciting for me. The production part, you know, I don't know how to use all the equipment as much as I used to, but I definitely love the on air stuff and writing and those types of dynamics and doing the research and everything like that to be prepared for it. You know, it's fun. So like I said, use your college degree, man. You know, after you're done playing, you know, whatever you get into, you can still, you know, find ways to use your degree. And I've done that by, you know, doing some TV and broadcast.
I didn't mean you both doing that, because I said, you know, football for me, basketball for you. So folks, you got two brothers here who literally set degrees. It works, people. Trust me, yeah. It works.
No question.
Well, folks, this is my man, Jason Crafton, here on the Boss Man Show, doing it one way on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Brother, thank you so much for your time. Always my brother. Always fun to chat with you, my guy. You know, I'll be cheering for you, man.
Appreciate you, boss, man. One way, man. Thanks so much.
No doubt. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.